We are in Simen Reish Ches, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we will be doing from Yud Aleph through Tes Vav. Sif Yud Aleph, Bebracha Me'in Shalish, the Yayin, Eina Chosim Ala Gefen Val Priya Gefen, Ela Al Ha'ores Val Priya Gefen, O Al Ha'ores Val Per Ala Peris. The Chasima of the Yayin is not Ala Gefen Val Priya Gefen, but it's Al Ha'ores Val Priya Gefen. Or the Mechaber says, Al Ha'ores Val Peris. Means the Mechaber is not Machriya. He allows you to choose. The Chsima of Yayin, is that Peros or is it a Priya Gefen? He lets you do either one of them. And the Minig is to say Gefen, but the Mechaber holds that either one of them is good. We'll see a little more about this soon. Further, Yud Beis, Maskirin Ba Me'ein HaMa'ora B'Shabbos V'yontav Rosh Chodesh. You're supposed to mention V'samcheinu or V'zachreinu on Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh, Avalo B'chanaka U'Purim, but not on Chanaka U'Purim, the reason being that even on Chanaka and Purim, it's only a minik to mention Alanisim. It's not Ikar Adin as part of the Nusach HaBracha, as opposed to Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, where it's the Ikar Nusach of the Bracha itself. Next, Im Ochel Peres Mizayin Minim V'Ochel Minim Mizonis V'Shosa Yayin. What happens if you ate fruit of the Zion Minim? You also ate Mazonis and you also drank wine. Yichlol hakol bivracha achas. What you do is you say one bracha me'in shalosh and you mention all the elements. And there's an order. The yaktim hamichya. The order is first ala michya. The same way we are first maktim grain in bracha rishona. Achar kach gefen. After that gefen, it appears in the pasuk of Eretz Chitu Sora later, and afterwards you say Ha'etz. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is obviously only if you're going to mention Ala Gefen. The Mechaber held that if you want to, you can mention a Paris instead of Ala Gefen. V'yomer Ala Michev Ala Kalkola V'Ala Gefen V'Ala Priya Gefen V'Ala Etz V'Ala Priya Etz V'Chosem Ala Aretz V'Ala Michev V'Ala Priya Gefen V'Ala Paris. Or, as said, you leave out Al Priya Gefen and just say Al Paris according to the Mechaber. Siv Yud Gimel. Im Ochal Paris Mizayin Aminim, Vochal Tapuchim. What if you ate some fruit that were of the Shivas Aminim and some fruit that are not of the Shivas Aminim? So what do you do? Ein Sarach Levarach Al Tapuchim Bar Nefashas, Shagam Heim Bechlal Birkas Allah Eit, Shagam Heim Priyates Heim. That since they are also fruits, and you're saying a Me'ein Shalosh on Peres of Eretz Yisrael, so the Al Ha'etz will already cover the other fruits. So let us say a person is having dates and an apple, so he would say he will say Al Ha'etz Val Priya Eitz over the dates, and that will cover the apple as well. Avalim Ochal Tapuchim V'Shosa Yayin. What happens if he drank wine and ate apples? There we don't say that he should say ala peris and cover the apples. Tzarech levarach bar nefashis ala tapuchim. There he'll have to say bar nefashis on the tapuchim. The Mishnah Berurah brings a daya that what if in the chasima of the gefen you said ala peris the way the Mechaber allows you to, some hold that you also cover the apple. The kolshkin, emachal basar o pri adama v'shasi yayin. Certainly, if you ate something that is totally unrelated to the bracha Me'in Shalosh, together with something that is Me'in Shalosh, O Ochal Mizayin Aminim Shetzarech Levarach Al Kol Achas V'Achas. Or you ate one of the Zayin Minim, then you have to make a separate bracha on each of them. That means one part of Alamichya doesn't cover Alaperis. Similarly, Alamichya would not cover Bar Nefashis for Shakol. V'adinim achol basar v'dogim v'achol mechameshes minim in birkas Alamichya poteres es ha-basar v'es ha-dogim. Sif Yudalid. Shoso yayin. What happens if he drank wine? Uberach bar pri agofen, and he made a bar pri agofen. V'achol anovim. So you have to make an eitz on the grapes. You have wine and grapes. You'll say bar priya gefen and shakol. Bar priya eitz. The chaim bebracha achrona tzorach laaskir ala eitz val priya eitz. Similarly in bracha achrona, Says the Machaber now, in b'di'eved berech al hanovim bar pri ha'gefen o achreim al ha'gefen yotza, b'di'eved, the halacha is that if you said the bracha achrona for grapes, you said al ha'gefen, you are yotza with that b'di'eved. What happens if you made a borei priya eitz on wine? So the Mishnah Berurah brought this up before. It's a suffix if you're yotzer or not, and suffix brachas lahakel.